Welcome to Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here. Everyone, welcome to Magical Mondays. How are you tonight, Virginia?
I'm doing much better than this afternoon. How are you doing tonight, Shannon?
I'm okay.
We've both had one hell of a day, huh?
Yeah, rough week. Very rough week. So to honor all the messy, weird energies that are going on, Virginia and I talked this afternoon and decided to switch up the show and not do it on 2012. We wanted to do it on the energy shifts because, holy hay crops, everything is pretty intense right now.
Yes. And usually, like we said last week or the week before, if I'm off one day, you're fine. And if you're off, then I'm fine. And today, we're both getting knocked around. So, obviously, there's something that needs to be talked about.
That's right. Pay attention to the signs and symbols, right?
Yes.
So, wow. All right. Well, let's just leap in then. I'm going to say that for me this week, everything that is happening, and I had a lot, is I feel it so intensely. It's almost like I can feel it with every cell in my body.
Mm-hmm.
All the emotions, no matter what they are, I feel it so intensely. Is that happening to you, Virginia?
Yes. I mean, luckily I haven't had it all week like you have. I've been preoccupied all week with school and stuff, so I think maybe I've just not been paying attention. I'm not sure. But today, I got a nice little wallop upside the...
You got slammed today, though. Mine was over the whole week, but yours
right.
was, like, slammed today. My day today was good compared to yours.
And it's funny because... it was one simple little email that was informing me of a misunderstanding completely out of my control would probably be not a big deal under any other circumstance. But for some reason today, holy crap, I had to walk away from the computer and calm down before I could even respond. And in that time that I took away trying to calm down, instead of calming down, I only got more mad because every emotion has been kind of under the surface just bubbled up. And, I mean, every situation that maybe has been going on or is dormant or what have you, it all just came spewing out. So you got a nice little email from me. I had to apologize for verbally vomiting on you.
Oh, no, don't. Look what I've been doing with you all week. What I'm here for.
Goodness. Yeah. And then...
Go ahead.
Well, that even, like, led into a misunderstanding between my husband and I because I called him trying to vent about, you know, boo-hoo me, my sad hurt feelings and emotions and all this intensity I'm feeling, and he, being him, didn't get it. And, you know, so instead of seeing, like, the bigger picture that I have a problem, he's seeing it as, why is that such a big deal? And, you know.
Right.
I mean, we're fine. It's not a big deal. It was just a little misunderstanding between us because I was just trying to vent, and I think he took it as I was bitching at him, and I wasn't.
Right. Well, and I think you hit the nail on the head. It just feels like there is so many misunderstandings and miscommunications.
Well, that's Mercury in retrograde for you, huh?
And an eclipse energy, too, I think, on the 13th.
Yeah,
there was an eclipse?
Yeah, there was. And I think that just intensifies it insanely.
Insanely. Because remember when this all exploded on me last Monday, when it all started, I messaged you and I said, do you feel like people are just really overreacting right now?
Mm-hmm. I remember.
That's how it started, and I just felt, wow, like you're kind of jumping the gun, pun intended, since, yeah, I have a neighbor that's starting to shoot my dog. And I'm like, wow, considering the situation, you're really overreacting to this. Considering you have him over and pet him and love him all the time, why are you going to shoot him now? You're not even giving me a chance to figure out what's going on. So then this leads me to my next question. This is for everybody in the chat room and for you too. Do you think that some of the miscommunications and misunderstanding we're having, if you look at who you're having them with, is it a lot of it people that are not on any sort of spiritual path or enlightenment or working on themselves or trying to have a better life? Is it like, I know my altercations are with people that are kind of stuck in the same old energy that I've tried to work through and evolve past and figure out.
Yes.
Am I being condescending?
No, I don't think so. And in my situation, it's not only that, it's that combined with some crap that I, within my personal self, haven't fully dealt with and didn't realize. Because all of this stuff, so it's like manifesting over and over with different players because I haven't fully gotten the lesson, and it just so happens that these players, the same situation is happening with all the different players, and all these players all happen to be people who aren't on any type of spiritual journey, who are stagnant and complacent with where they're at.
I'm wondering that. So Charity says yes. So other people in the chat room, if you think this fits, let us know, because this, I find it quite fascinating and irritating.
Very irritating.
And I mean, I can appreciate that not everybody wants to be on this kind of a journey, because you get to, I mean, you look at yourself and you get to see things about yourself that you may not necessarily like, but you get to see things about yourself that you really like. So, I mean, it's a give and take in a good and bad situation, so to speak. But, and I can honor that you're not on that kind of journey, but really, can you stop pissing me off, please? Yeah, I'm a little bitter.
You know, it's funny. I said this in conversation earlier to my husband regarding somebody that isn't him and isn't me. But, you know, I said, do you know what the definition of insanity is? It's doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And I said it in context and towards somebody other than us.
Yeah.
But stopping and thinking about it, could it apply to us as well? Like, do we keep hoping for different results from the same people? Are we kind of a little insane in that aspect?
Yeah.
You
that
know,
makes
like
sense
we are.
To me.
I know I personally am expecting, and I should know better than to expect anything, but I would like to see people be decent human beings, be honest, be authentic. And I keep hoping and wishing and wanting this and wanting my life to be surrounded by these kind of people. And instead, I'm getting the same old dishonest, shady business, ulterior motives, you know, hidden agendas, and they keep popping up in my life as people that are, like, really, like, key players in my life, and I'm kind of over that, you know, I gotta say.
and lying, and we know they're lying, and it's irritating and frustrating.
That's what pisses me off the most.
Yeah.
I know you're lying. I'm intuitive. I've told you this. Do you think I'm stupid? Like,
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. But they don't get it, right? It's like they think they're pulling a fast one.
Right.
But, I mean, they keep contradicting themselves. And
yes.
So now I wonder, okay, so let's throw in the 2012 since that was our original topic, but this is too much for us and we have to talk about this. So as we head towards 2012, and no, I don't believe it's the end of the world, I do believe we are in an energetic shift and our way of being in this world is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the theories is that people that wish to go to, I think it's called the fifth dimension reality, is that, and we're in a three-dimension reality right now, is that how it works?
I'm not sure.
They talk about the 5D energies? Okay, we'll just call it that. And all it means is that because we're trying to be on a more spiritual, connected to the universe level, and we're working on ourselves, and we're looking at all our patterns, shadow sides, everything, we just sort of shift into this new patterns of thinking. And that people that don't want to do it or not are not ready, however that works, sort of fall behind. So it is very possible that what has happening with all of us right now and being irritated by these people is that process. I mean, because they won't really fall behind, but they will kind of fall out of our life.
Yeah. And I think it's intensified for us, for those of us that are trying to, you know, be on a more spiritual path. I think that those, since we're getting so much closer to that shift on December 21st or in December, whenever, I feel like the stuff that we haven't fully worked on is just like we're being lunged, like fast forwarded at an intense, insane speed.
So yes.
Work through it and get over it so that we can leave it behind and move on, because it's not, it's only going to hold us back. So if we want to move up, we need to let go of the message.
Right. And like you said, the definition of insanity. So right now, we are being shown our patterns, though. Whether they're good or bad for us, we're being shown them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we decide.
Sorry.
It's okay. Makes you want to what?
Bang my head on the keyboard.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Because, so even with the situation I was in this week, and to make it brief, yes, my neighbors decided my dog's horrible after they petted him and loved him and had him over and threatened to shoot him, neglecting to tell me their dog is in heat and that is why he's over there causing trouble. And so they left out key details when speaking with me and made it into this big, huge deal where the vet had to come because he's playing with the goats and there's five of them that have to get stitches, which turned out to be two, which turned out to be none. And they're, like, making it very big and dramatic. And I'm heartsick, and I actually had to take my dog to a safe place because I was terrified they were going to shoot him. Because he got away at 4 o'clock in the morning from my 9-year-old to go over and see his in-heat girlfriend, which they hadn't told me about, or we would have known, because she was in the yard. That's why he was howling and wanted out, because she came over to get him.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not willing to accept any responsibility for that, so I have to lose my family pet of a year and a half. And I'm bitter. Make no mistake. I'm mad, and I'm bitter, and I'm plotting revenge if I can't. I'm mad. So when it all happened, I could see my pattern.
You are not.
No, I'm not really. I'm just venting because it feels good to say that. I'm plotting revenge by getting another dog in a few months. After my dog's got a, you know, all settled in where he goes. Anyways, when it all happened, I was looking at myself and freaking out that how come I didn't see this happen? How come I didn't know he was over there? How come? And I could see my pattern of I'm very protective. My kids, my pets, my cows, my horses, my llama. You don't mess with my family. I get mad. And I
think you have every right.
And that energy was so huge. And I could see it in myself, how overprotective, probably not always in a good way, but I am very, very protective. And so I did get to see all those patterns and decide how I what I wanted to do about them. And they work for me, so I'm keeping them.
Well, and I have to say that I spent a little time, as far away as I am from you, I spent a little time tuning into Rango, and he is anything but harmful.
I know. Or he would rather lick your face.
Yeah, like a little mischievous and playful, yep. But mean, not in the least bit. So that, but we talked about that, like this whole unfairness seems to be going on right now. There's a lot of unfairness surfacing. Like for you, it's unfair that they're not being honest and they're withholding truths, and that you have to be the one to alter your family and your home for their being. And
yeah,
I also wanted to say before I even got into any of this, it's one thing for you and your husband to have to be stressed out and worried about them possibly shooting your dog. It is brought to a whole new level when it is your child who is now upset and stressed and sick and worried about that. I think
two of them.
For that reason alone, well, and I'm just thinking of the situation of Rango getting away from...
Oh, getting away from Brody, yes.
Right. I mean, for that situation alone, yeah, that is just not right, and that is not fair. And I don't think that they're fully aware of the intensity of their words and the effect that it's had on all of you guys. But
no,
shame
I don't
on
either.
Them. Shame on them for your son feeling so upset and worried and sick at such a young age because of their threat. Shame on them for that.
Which is why we had to take him to a safe place, because imagine how my 9-year-old would feel if Rango got shot when he got away from him. He would feel so responsible, and that would be with him for the rest of his life. He might not ever trust himself again. That's the bigger picture to it all, which is why we had to do the hard decision and find him a safe place. And I am getting a little bit judged by people, it feels like, for doing that, for not fighting for my pet to stay in my home. It's bigger than that, though. It's not because I don't want him here at all. It's just bigger than that.
And it's not about, this is like a situation of choosing your battles, you know? It's not about putting up the fight just to put up a fight. The well-being and sanity and comfort of your family and your young children are
yep.
at stake here, are involved here. So I think that's kind of an unfair, here comes the word again, kind of an unfair thing to judge you guys in any manner for making the decision you've made.
Yes. And I know that the people that are saying these things are coming from a place of they know how much we love him. But it's not that simple, unfortunately.
Right.
Yeah, I do plan on having a conversation after I've calmed down enough to have one where I don't say things that I can, you know, never take back. I'm not in that space, believe me. Because of the unfairness of it, I have to work through it all, because we have to get through all these days of our routine being totally different now.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and the unfairness. And do you guys think that first I'm going to address, because Rachel asked in the chat room if people were having physical signs or changes. And then Light1462 said yes. And I will, let's address that, and then we'll go on. I'm not having any physical ones. Are you?
I have noticed a little bit of weight gain, and by a little bit, I mean like a pound or two.
Okay.
It's not much when I step on the scale, but it feels like it's more like in my stomach area. And so what is that? The your yellow and orange chakras, and I feel like I'm kind of building up a little bit more to protect the vulnerability and sensitivity.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Which is crazy because I thought the way I'm feeling, I'm like, God, I must have gained like 10 pounds or whatever I've been eating. And I got on the scale and it's like 2 pounds.
Feels like 80.
Yeah, it does. It feels like a lot. And Dana just said that she's been exceedingly tired. And I did have a couple of days like that last week during the new moon and the eclipse. I mean, I could not function. I couldn't think straight. I couldn't focus. I had to take naps. I had to go to bed early. I had to sleep in. It just, I couldn't. I felt like I was insanely jet lagged.
Okay. Well, and I was a bit like that before. I can't count this week because when I get stressed, I don't eat and I don't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that when I'm going through like an energy shift and I feel it in my sinuses and I do sleep a lot more. So Rachel says it just feels like the body isn't keeping up with the zen of my mind and energy growth. You know what? That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because your body has to adjust too. And I think that's why we get tired and I think that's why we get the weight gain. I think it's the shifting energies, and we have to, like, not only have our energetic being realign itself to what's going on, but our physical part has to too, right?
Yes.
I'll find that I have the dropsies more.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm shifting. It's like things just don't even stay in my hand.
That's funny you say that because that was happening to me all day yesterday.
And it's like, how did that happen? It was just there. Or you go to reach for something and it just goes flying. You're like, really?
Yeah.
It feels like how your body's not caught up to the rest of you.
Right.
That's interesting, hey? And I find that I have to go for more walks and stay a little more grounded in my body, or I'm reaching for the snacks. Absolutely.
And I've noticed the need to meditate more or be outside a little bit more around nature and just fresh air.
Yes.
But I wanted to also talk about myself. Imagine that.
Our radio show. We get to talk about ourselves.
I wanted to talk about what I've personally been going through with this day and this whole thing. For me, like for you, Shannon, you're dealing with the same unfairness, but on a different scale. You're kind of dealing with it more from outsiders, and I think I'm dealing with it a little bit more from within, and I'm just having to encounter it with different people outside of me. But the feeling is the exact same, and it's
so
me feeling like, as a person, that I'm not valued, and that,
sucks.
Yeah. Like that my input doesn't matter. Like I don't feel fully like accepted or respected. What else was I saying earlier? I'm trying to remember it all.
Oh, when you sent me the message, about they're asking for your opinion and then they're just not even acknowledging it.
Right. Well, and there's that. And it's like, that's just like a detail of it. But at the core of it, it's really me just feeling like I don't matter to people that matter to me or that I think I should matter to. And this is an issue that you know, this isn't something brand new in my life. This is something that stems back to being a child. And I thought I had worked through it, and obviously I haven't, because I'm still having to deal with these emotions and these feelings through family members, just through different family members. And so that's, you know, when I'm saying all of this crap is just surfacing, I mean, this all of this just came, like, bubbling up from an email from someone I don't even know about a misunderstanding that had to do with a vendor night. And it really had nothing to do with anything, but I noticed in that anger and in that upset, and my feelings started getting hurt, and I was mad at her, and, you know, how this really is unfair. And technically, I could kind of be a bitch about it and say, no, it's my spot, but I'm not going to, because I don't want to be there in that type of energy. But as I'm thinking all these thoughts, everything starts surfacing of, well, this wasn't really fair when they did this to me, and this wasn't really fair, and this, and like all of this crap just started coming. And then it really took the entire day of me sitting with it and sitting in it and getting to the core of it to realize that, holy crap, this is the same thing that keeps coming up over and over through different situations. So now I realize this pattern, and I get that it's something within me, and it's probably me needing to value myself more or love myself more, or, you know, comes from within, right? We all have to start within ourselves before we can expect it outside of ourselves. But it's not a fun thing, and I'm sure other people are dealing with very sensitive, emotional things going on, and it's just not fun. It's really not.
And so you got triggered by this one incident, and then it triggered this waterfall ripple effect of all these other incidences that popped into your mind, yes?
Yes. Yes. And then it made me recognize the pattern once I spent the day, you know, dealing with it and thinking about it and being upset and, you know.
Right. Right, because it's like Dana just said, it's hard to take things not to take things personally.
Yeah, it is very hard. I agree with that.
And this pattern, you're noticing, it would be easy for you to say, you know what, they're all out to get me and they don't understand me and, you know, go that route. But look what you're doing. You're sitting in it and trying to figure out the core part of it and what's really going on with you. That's huge, because that is definitely the harder road to take.
Yeah. It's not easy, that's for sure.
It's not. Because then it's like you end up energy jumping from this to this to this to try to figure out how come all these situations are making you feel that way. And instead of blaming the people and say, oh, they're all out to get me, you're actually sitting in it to say, okay, how can I change this for myself? Because this is a pattern I no longer wish to attract.
Yes. And this is something we've talked about in previous shows as well, is just, you know, taking responsibility for the situation and for yourself and taking a good look at yourself and what role you play in situations that you're in, and taking responsibility for that. And, you know, I take responsibility for my emotions in this situation. Nobody can make me feel a certain way. I create the emotions within myself, and I have to take responsibility for those emotions.
Right.
They may stem from a situation that you or her or he, you know, are involved in, but the emotions are mine, and I have to own them.
And you're letting somebody else's energy affect you in a way that you're not liking.
Right.
And so then again, it always boils back to ourselves, right? Because if we're in a confident, happy place, they don't affect us. when we're in a self-doubt, emotional, anxious place, oh, you bet, you are zinged, right?
Is there a more intense word than zinged?
I like that word. I thought that was very creative of me. Zapped?
It is a good word. I think I was lightning bolted.
I didn't do it.
By a full-fledged, big, huge, fill the sky lightning bolt.
Bolt of emotions. So, and I think that there is more people going through it than are not going through it. Even those people that don't, like, acknowledge they're on any sort of journey or aren't even aware, I still think they're getting all of this. But they're lashing out at others because they want to blame somebody else for whatever they're for whatever emotions they're going through, right? Instead of sitting in it and figuring out for themselves, it's so much easier to blame others, right?
Yes.
So I think you hit on something really, really important for us to be aware of right now. So when someone triggers you or is unfair to you, take a step back because it's coming from their emotional place of maybe they're not taking responsibility for what's going on with them and they're trying to give it to you instead.
Mm-hmm.
It's your choice whether to take it or not. I mean, that doesn't quite fit your unfairness situation, but it does fit a lot of situations that are happening to us right now, right?
Yeah. No, and I think it still fits mine.
Does it? And I also am finding that there's this deep need to fix it all. And fix it all right now.
And that is exactly where my hurt feelings come from, is my need to fix things and my offer of help to fix is denied.
Yep.
I feel like as someone who is intuitive and can see the bigger picture of things, I feel like that asset is not valued because I'm not allowed to bring it to the table because nobody asked for my input and my help. And so I think that's a huge thing for me is I repeat it to myself, I don't know how many times today, they don't want my help.
Right.
Deal with it. Right. And that's so hard for me.
It is. That's why you open a business and charge people.
And
it's
nothing,
amazing. They all want your help.
If awesome. Nothing hurls me into that, then this, I don't know what will.
Yeah. Nudge, nudge, bump, bump. So, Dana, where did charities go? She says, sometimes we are our own worst enemies. Our minds and emotions can create an overanalyzed situation, and then we create more problems than what there really is. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And Dana says that she struggles with when things are bad, she looks for the fairness, which isn't necessarily there. And that's the theme.
Yeah. It is.
It's not. And so even with my situation, losing my, having my family member gone, I do know that there's a bigger purpose and a bigger reason for it, which I may not want to look at right now or even like, but I know that eventually I will know, right?
Yeah. And I wonder, just now thinking of your situation, and now I'm going to try and apply it to mine, is I wonder if we are sitting in and being on the receiving end of the unfairness so that the other people in the situation or in our lives can see where they might be, I don't want to say wrong, but maybe not making the wisest decisions. Or maybe are pointing the finger without really knowing the facts.
Right. And pointing the finger to distract from their own stuff. And maybe we have to sit in this. And I am going to do this, not yet, but maybe part of it is for us to point out to them, look, this wasn't fair.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think that's
not get into
a
feud, not get into a, you know, fighting match. Just simply say, look, this wasn't fair.
Mm-hmm.
Your actions weren't fair to my family. It isn't going to change anything. I don't get to get my friend back. But you should know that that wasn't fair.
Right. And I think you're right. I think a big part of everything that's going on is us finding a way to voice ourselves constructively.
Constructively, yep. In a way that we're comfortable with, but in a way that doesn't escalate everybody's emotions again. And if saying that does escalate the emotions, that's their problem, not mine.
Exactly.
But, I mean, sometimes people just need it pointed out to them, right? Because if they've been living a life where they just kind of get away with it, and nobody wants to say anything because they don't want to start more fights or get into, you know, a mess, because it is messy.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps one of the lessons for us is, and all of us, is to just say, you know what? That really wasn't fair. It's done, it's over, but it wasn't fair. I know that if someone came to me and said it like that, depending on, you know, what time of my life it was, like if it was right now, I'd be like, wow. And I would sit and have a talk with them about the situation to see their point of view on why they thought I wasn't fair, and to really take that as an opportunity to look at my actions. Maybe I wasn't fair.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, if it was 10 years ago, I'd probably say, I don't want to hear what you have to say. I'll do what I'm doing.
Well, I think you're 100% right in simply saying that, because that can completely apply to what I have going on as well. And I think calmly and simply saying that wasn't fair will take a huge weight off of my chest and will help me feel a little bit better about the situation, because I'm not holding in this crap anymore that
right.
I didn't even realize I was still holding.
Well, yeah, and here's something else. By saying that simply and calmly, you're acknowledging what happened. You're acknowledging that it's done and over, and you're not bringing it up to, like, rehash or refight it, but you're just simply saying how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and Rachel brings up a point that I wanted to get to next. So when we deal with these things, how do we pass the test and move on from all the stress? How do we get through it all? Well, it definitely gets messy, and then we get through it. You have to find your ways, like, you know, meditation, journaling, venting to friends. Being in the anger of the unfairness, sitting in it, venting, talking about it, doing whatever it takes for your energy to release it without being mean or cruel. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. And I think that even after dealing with it, I don't think we move on from the stress necessarily. I think that we move past that situation, but we're always going to encounter stress and anxiety through different situations and lessons in life. So I don't think we ever really move away from any stress. We might move past a certain lesson or situation, but down the line, there's going to be something else that we're going to encounter. I think it's all in how we react to it.
Right. Finding, a way for you to react that's authentic and true for your soul without creating more chaos for yourself, right?
Yes. So Charity said she thinks sometimes people are just so oblivious to situations, they sit too high on their horse, but what they really need to know is that the high horse they think they're sitting on is really a mule on stilts, which is hilarious because I want to ask, is it a mule or is it an ass?
A dumbass.
Because, and I think you brought up something really, like, key to all of this, Shannon, is saying that these are people who have done things for a long time or for their whole lives and gotten away with it because nobody has confronted them because they don't want to start a fight or ruffle any feathers. And
right.
I think those are the people, the main people, that a lot of us are having the biggest struggle with right now.
Yes. Yeah. I'm thinking that too, that they've just done this for so long, and when they do, when someone does call them on it, it ends up being kind of a feud or a fight. But what if you just do it simply, calmly, and say, and don't let your, I'm going to try it. I mean, because I will have an opportunity, because I do have to have a conversation about if they're getting their dog fixed. And I am going to simply say, that was really unfair. My family has gone through horrible emotional turmoil because of this. What are we going to do to fix it for the future?
Right.
And I'm going to be really calm about it. I may or may not use some of my magic. Just saying.
Well, and I would also like to try this. Except I'm a little more hot-headed than you are. So
I don't know.
Well, you're very good at staying calm, in
I am. I'm,
conversation.
I'm really good at being a bitch in a calm way.
Right. And I'm
getting my point across.
I can do that very well in certain situations, but in other ones where I'm so emotionally invested, it's very hard for me. And I feel that trigger go on inside and I feel my blood pressure rise. So I'm going to try it as well, but I am for sure going to use a whole lot of magic.
Well, and here
I won't make it through otherwise.
Here's my trick for it. I ground myself super well before and during. Weld my feet to Mother Earth when I'm doing this. So I am actually drawing on that energy to keep myself calm.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do have this little magical thing that makes me laugh that I can do. And actually my friend was visiting the other day at the store buying some rocks, and she's like, oh my goodness, I can tell this really upsets you because your eyes are changing color. They're getting really bright green. I said, yeah, that's what happens when I get mad. So I can stay really calm and grounded, but my eyes will start to change color. And let me tell you, that freaks people out.
Oh, that's great. I can just imagine standing in front of you.
It's hilarious. I used to, scare my ex-husband with it because I can't control doing it. And he'd back away, and he'd be, freaked out because, didn't know what could happen next. But I stay grounded really hard when I'm doing it Because if I don't, I will fly off the handle, right? I will react in not the way that I want to.
And I have found that, I mean, I ground myself as well, but I've also found that reminding myself and kind of setting the stage and the intention before entering the conversation, that I have an open heart, that keeps me from being shielded and rough and hardened towards them and what they have to say. And it allows me to be accepting to what they're saying and not judgmental while they're saying it.
Nice.
Yeah. I tried that trick recently, and it worked out very, very well. Mind you, by the end of it, when I left, I was not a very happy camper, and I vented a whole lot in the car.
but, you know,
in this situation, I handled it very well.
Perfect. And we're allowed to be volatile after, because you know what? Being a human means we get to experience all these emotions.
Mm-hmm. It's not always fun, but...
No. But it's part of the process, right? Part of the process.
Yes.
There's something I was thinking of about that.
About being human?
Yeah. Rather than being an alien? No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if it wouldn't be easier. No, I'm just thinking about all these situations and what other tools we can have for ourselves just to handle it. Because, I know where I was thinking. Because with so many of us, the energies of empathy being so much more heightened, where we can feel everything, we kind of know what's going on with them, we feel their emotions, and doesn't necessarily mean they're feeling ours. And sometimes I wonder if we forget that.
Mm-hmm.
That we have to actually tell them because they're not feeling what we're feeling.
Right. Kind of like being a wife. And we expect our husbands to read our minds and know what we want and what we're thinking and what needs to be done next. And we forget that they don't read our minds and we have to verbally remind them.
How true. How true.
I'm really big on analogies and metaphors. Can you tell?
Yes. That's good, though.
It works out really, really well with my life coaching, let me tell you.
I'll bet. Oh, funny.
Well, because sometimes it's very hard to see the situation if we're in it or if it involves us. But if we're able to see it from a different perspective of, oh, yeah, well, they just went through that. And, you know, and it just kind of makes it a little easier to accept and take in. And it usually makes you stop and think like, oh, yeah, that's right. It doesn't happen that way. They don't read our minds. We do have to remind them that the dirty dishes are in the sink, or that there is dust on the TV. You know, we can't just come home fuming because they didn't dust, you know.
True. So even when dealing with other people, we can't assume that they know what we're feeling.
Right.
Especially even though we know what they're feeling.
Right, and with everything that's going on right now, and if they are people who aren't on the same path as us, there's a good chance that they might be pretty self-absorbed, which is going to intensify them not feeling or even noticing that we're even upset. Forget not feeling what we're feeling, but not even taking the time to notice that we're upset in any fashion because they're so caught up in themselves that it's hard to notice anyone else.
True. Good point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then we have to not have the same kind of expectations. Because, you know,
you go.
I was just going to say, because it's probably still going to be messy for quite some time.
Yeah. I agree. And I think what makes it worse is the holiday season. I mean, everything is heightened during the holidays anyway. And so you put Mercury in retrograde and 2 eclipses and then the kickoff of the holiday season in the States, and it's like, holy crap,
hey.
I didn't see that coming.
Holy hay crops?
Yeah.
True. And that whole group of people that think that December 21st, the world is ending. So, yeah.
Yeah, and so when that energy is starting to kick up and
it's heightened. All in there.
Yeah, there's just too much right now. I really just want to crawl in a hole and not talk to anyone for 2 months. And it's funny that I say that because my husband said to me today, and he didn't mean this in a mean way, it does sound a little harsh, but he said, because I said, I expressed my want of honest and authentic and open and caring people in my life that impact my life in a positive way, and that
mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm in the wrong for not wanting to be around people who don't have a positive impact on my life. And he said, no, you're not in the wrong, but it seems that everyone has a negative impact on your life in some fashion. So what are you going to do? Withdraw from everybody until you're all by yourself?
Hmm.
As a matter of fact, you don't want to know how good that sounds.
Where's that cave I can retreat to?
And as he said it, instead of me continuing the conversation, I kind of got lost in the energy of, oh, how nice would that be? All by myself.
Maybe it could be a salt cave, too.
Oh, that would be
just
even better.
Just for fun. Yeah. Nice.
One more. I see where he was going with that. I mean,
yeah.
I,
true.
I get it.
True. Are the energies of tolerance. We have to figure those out, right?
Yeah.
Not let everything exist. Are you finding, too, and people in the chat room, that there is an energy of urgency with everything right now, too? It feels like things have to be done now.
I think I notice it in people around me. But me, myself, I think I've been kind of like, eh, I'll get to it when I get to it. Okay. I'm in no rush.
In no rush.
I feel like maybe I'm noticing that intense urgency around me, and I don't want to jump on that train. So
jump
I think I'm trying to go the opposite.
That makes sense. Well, it just feels like time is really fast, too. And, like, I have my mom made a bunch of new cool things for the store, and I haven't had time to put them even in the store on the website. And then I feel like, oh, I'm getting behind. I need to get this, and done. And then it's like, but what's the rush?
Yeah.
It'll happen when it happens, and I dial myself back. But then there just feels like, I don't know, this. I can feel the energy of urgency. And it's not really urgency, but it's you need to get things done now.
Yeah.
It's not coming from me, but I think it's coming from the world and this little 2012 energy. I think that's where it's coming from, which is really weird because if they believe the world's going to end, why do you need to get everything done? Does it matter if your house is dusted? Not really.
No.
Are your laundries done? Not really. I find that kind of fascinating.
I wonder how much of an increase there's going to be at the beginning of December in risk-taking activities like skydiving and, you know, bungee jumping, just crazy risk-taking activities.
That'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
I also wonder if people will dial back on Christmas and spending or jump it up, right? I bet you there's those extremes. It'll be interesting to see.
I mean,
remember the whole 1999 hype and people thought the world was ending in 2000?
Yeah, which is so funny because we had a big party.
Nice.
That was probably one of the most fun New Year's Eve parties I've ever had.
Oh, I had to sneeze there. I had to mute me.
Oh, bless you.
I don't even remember what I did for 1999, how important it was. Oh, I know. I started a new life in October of 1999. I partied.
There you go.
I did. I had a really pretty dress and everything. Nice. Huh.
Maybe I should examine that energy and pull from that going into all of the madness of the holidays right now.
Pull the energy from...
from the happiness and the fun and the carefree. Because
yeah.
When it was 99 into 2000 and there was all that hype going on, I didn't buy into it and
I didn't get
sucked into it or caught up in the energy. And I just looked at the chat room and I was so distracted by Dana that I was extremely pregnant. I don't even know what I was thinking or saying.
I love your idea, though. Let's tap into the energy of how that all turned out and how we felt about that. Because I'm not worried about December 21st, 2012 at all.
Oh, me either.
I'm more excited by the energy shifts. Even though they're messy and some of them are challenging, I think it's really cool. Because every time we go through one, we get more in tune, more spiritual. We know more things. We get it's almost like another layer of peacefulness to our life.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there's still chaos and challenges and stuff, but there's an underlying foundation of peace, don't you think?
Yes, I agree.
And that's cool.
There's always the silver lining. There's always the light at the end of the tunnel. We just have to drudge through some shit to get to it.
Yes. To make it, and it makes us better people.
It does, because we've taken the time to do the work on ourselves.
Yes.
And I think that also adds to the level of unfairness. Because I have caught myself, not recently, but within the past year or so, I have caught myself having the thought of, you know, these people in my life have been saying this or that and telling me things about myself, saying I need to reexamine or I should take a good look. And now I've taken the time to look at myself and reexamine and work on things that need to be worked on and worked through. How come I'm doing all this work and nobody's doing any work on themselves?
Right. So they're telling you that you should do this, yet they're not looking at themselves?
Yes.
Now, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Now, wouldn't that be a total deflection?
Right. Or projection, a little.
Or projection?
Yes. But that, I think that's kind of added to emotions I'm having right now is, like, how dare you? You know, here I am doing all the work that you said I needed to do, and you're sitting back and doing nothing, and you haven't changed a bit. And how is that fair? How is it fair for you to point the finger at me but not allow anything to be pointed at yourself?
That is interesting, hey?
Yeah. But then you got to say that little phrase of every time you point a finger at somebody, you've got four pointing back at you.
Right.
Or three. Because the thumb isn't really pointing at you, I guess.
True. That's interesting. Yeah.
We'll all get through it.
We will. And we can be each other's support group. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. We might kick and scream a little bit, but we'll get through it.
Yes. Cry.
A lot.
Have a few hissy fits. I like hissy fits.
Ooh, me too. Oh, this it must have ended on there. We're still talking.
It was
saying in the chat room that it's over.
Funny. Thanks, ladies. Thanks, everyone in the chat room, for reminding us that it was time to end the show. I even have a little voice in my headset telling me 90 seconds, 60 seconds, and then I zone out. So thanks, everybody, for listening. So funny.
Yes, thank you.
We're going to end the show now. Good night.
Bye.